Welcome to The Kelly Roach Show, the place for no fluff, easy to implement, 20-minute or less business and leadership lessons to help you build a sustainable business that scales, lead with integrity, and create a lasting legacy. I'm Kelly Roach, former NFL cheerleader and Fortune 500 executive turned eight-figure entrepreneur. Let's get started. Welcome back. This is the next episode in this incredible series on expanding your personal capacity and stepping into what it really takes, the internal shifts that are necessary to build a multi six, seven, even eight figure business. And it's so important that we take the time here on the show to not just talk about the external strategy of launching or social media that converts or building a winning team, which we talk about all of those things extensively here on The Kelly Roach Show. But we also have to have these really raw and honest conversations about what it actually takes from a personal development standpoint. Who is the person that you need to be or the person that you need to become in order to live out the dreams that you aspire to? And that's really what this series is designed to support you in doing. Now, I want to remind you that if at any point listening to this episode, you were like, wow, I am ready. I want to shatter my glass ceilings. I need to work with either you or your team or get help on any one of these areas that we're mentioning, I want you to scroll down in the show notes below this episode and click to book a call. As I think you all know, as listeners of the show, I have six companies and each of them help entrepreneurs solve a different problem in their entrepreneurial journey. And each of my companies have one core focus in solving something that is going to absolutely transform your life as an entrepreneur. So whether it's around building a team or whether it's around your own personal growth, whether it's around your launch strategy or getting the business fundamentals in place to get your business growing, maybe it's around building a winning network so that you can build referrals in your business, we have a solution for you. So if at any point during today's episode, you're ready to take action, I want you to scroll down in the show notes and book a call with my team so that we can see how we can help you diagnose the problem, identify the solution, and get you on the way to making your dreams come true. So in today's episode, we're really focused on expanding your personal capacity. And this has really come up a lot in the last couple of months because I hear from entrepreneurs every day of the week that say, I am spent. I don't have bandwidth. I am overwhelmed. I am exhausted. And there are both physical demands that create capacity holdups, and then there are mental demands that stand in the way of us expanding our personal capacity. But the bottom line is, if you want more clients, if you want to have more profits, if you want to make more money, you want to create room for more in your life, it's going to require expanding your personal capacity. Period. There's no workaround for it, right? Because if you're telling me that you are burnt out, you're overwhelmed, you feel like you have a scarcity of time now, then what would happen if you went and brought in those 100 clients that you desire for your business? It wouldn't go well, right? It would not go well because you already don't have the capacity. You would lose those clients as fast as you gained them. And a lot of business leaders don't understand this. They don't understand that if you don't expand your capacity to be able to support the new level of success that you desire, even if you start to create that new level of success, you'll continually revert right back to where you were. And in fact, this is a trend that many entrepreneurs have experienced where they have that high, they have that big breakthrough, they get that next level of success, and all of a sudden it leaves them as fast as it came to them. And it's because they didn't have the capacity to sustain and retain it, right? So many times business owners aspire to reach new heights, but they lack the capacity. They don't have the energetic capacity to lead at that new level. And it's really important to get clear that in order to make significant leaps, like going from seven to eight figures, which is a 10x increase in staff, customers, and responsibility, your personal capacity is make or break. Same thing when you go from six to seven figures. A lot of people don't equate for this. They don't account for this. And then they wonder why it's not happening. And this really ties back to what we talked about on the last episode in this series, where we talked about channeling your energy effectively versus allowing it to be drained. Developing emotional control is a huge part of how you're going to start seeing these breakthroughs in the growth of your business. Also, prioritizing your mental and physical health. Time for your faith, time for your family, and your other personal values. And what I want to encourage you to do as you're sitting here today is to ask yourself, I know that you know your values. Maybe you say to yourself, I value freedom. I value time, location. I value being able to be present with my family. Like, you know what the values are that you have. The question is, does your life actually reflect those values right now? And I know that's really tough because we all want to think that we're living our values at any given time. We all want to think that, of course, we exemplify those values. But you have to ask yourself, are you actually living them each day? Why or why not? And that's what a lot of this is about as well, because to build your dream life, the revenue or the profit or the income component of that is one itty bitty sliver. Now, is it a really important one? Yes. Is it one that impacts everything else? Yes. But if you have a one-dimensional approach to success and that only includes revenue, growth in your business, income, but you don't have a balance of time on family and faith and other personal values, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be miserable even having that level of success. And that's why so many entrepreneurs have these high levels of success and yet still don't feel fulfilled, still don't feel happy with the progress or success that they've created because they're not living their values. So make some notes now as you're listening to this episode of how maybe you could live your values more closely and what might that look like for you. Now, one of the things that I think can make a really big difference in the entrepreneurial community is making the shift from thinking about your business as a career to thinking about your business as a vocation. Because a lot of times our traditional way of thinking about work, there's a start and an end with the goal being retirement. And so people want to run as fast and as hard as they possibly can to get out as quick as they possibly can. Whereas with a vocation, it tends to be something that you do for the rest of your life, which means you're patient, you're persistent, you're balanced. You have many other components of your life that are happening in conjunction with you building your business, which then allows for the ability to integrate other things that matter to you. So staying engaged in your business and sustaining your creative capacity also hinges very much on managing your emotions and your capacity as you respond to business challenges, right? If everything that comes up in the business takes all of your energy, it takes all of you to deal with, there's nothing left to create. There's nothing left to be fulfilled or excited about in your entrepreneurial journey. And one of the things that I've really witnessed very closely over and over again is that a key differentiator between those who kind of stay stuck in the six or seven figures versus those who advance to eight figures is that the CEOs have a very proactive approach, especially with regards to three core things: team building, sales systems, and outbound marketing. Those that tend to do it haphazardly, inconsistently, or kind of from the standpoint of kind of checking the box, doing it, but not really doing it, they never really tend to take off. Whereas those that get really wildly consistent and have a structure, they have a system, it's scalable, they're fully committed to it, they're all in on it, those people tend to be able to eclipse those higher levels of success that just seem to be unreachable for the vast majority of people, okay? And I want you to know that it is possible for you, whatever level of success you want to create, whatever level of income you want to experience, it's possible for you, but it's really understanding that there's all of this inside work and kind of change of perspective that has to happen in order to set you up to be able to create that. And when I say that these eight-figure CEOs or even high multiple seven-figure CEOs are very proactive about team and sales and outbound marketing, they have developed the ability, the capacity to manage their emotions when things go wrong. when team members fail them, when things blow up, when systems break, when investments don't work out, when, you know, issues arise. So I want you to assess how actively you are really pushing forward in areas like marketing, social media growth, and team development, even investing in the team that you have and challenging them and demanding the level of excellence that you feel is required to take the business to where you want it to go next. Additionally, I want to remind you that often the simplest plan for your business is the most effective one. One of the things that creates a tangled web that keeps people stuck in the six and low seven figures is too much complexity. And it's one of the main reasons actually why I split out my other companies, because I really recognize that for me as a business leader, having run 17 locations before in corporate that were essentially each like their own little multi-million dollar business, it's a lot easier to have several small businesses once you learn P&L management and staffing and sales and marketing than it is to have one, you know, kind of behemoth. And what happens so often inside businesses is that you're just trying to do too much. You're just trying to do too much. And because of that, nothing is really getting done and getting done well. And I realized that my personal capacity was surpassing the capacity of my team. And so it was creating chaos because what I wanted to execute on and what I saw as the vision and what I knew was possible for us to do, it wasn't happening. We needed to simplify, and I needed to be able to set up different teams to be able to execute on different priorities that were important to me, where each team could really have their one thing that they were going to be the best in the world at, go all in on, and get to where we wanted to be overall. And so I would really ask you to challenge yourself to look at where the areas of your business are where maybe there's more complexity than belongs, because that is one of the biggest things that will hold your business back from growing. And a lot of times when a business isn't growing quickly enough, or when the business is underperforming, that's when we add all these layers of complexity because we're trying all these different things to try and get the business back on track. Nothing wrong with that, because you have to solve the problem. You have to get clear on what is going to make the biggest difference for you, but then you have to dial it in. You have to bring it back, and most people never do, right? I will also tell you that the majority of our clients who went from seven to multiple seven figures or seven to eight figures achieved this through a single core live launch. And our role was to help them to refine and scale this launch, build a winning team around it, develop the necessary CEO skills to manage the business to that level, right? And so again, I always say this, but complexity kills, simplicity scales. The more you can simplify the way that you're setting up your growth strategy, the more likely that you and the team will have success in executing it. So a lot of times when we see our clients having high levels of success, it's not because they're creating multiple new products or establishing different companies or different divisions. By the way, I didn't do that until we were already wildly successful and wildly profitable and had a leadership team and we had tenure on the team and we had all of these different things happening. It was only then that I began separating out these other companies that we have today. But for our clients, it was largely the outcome of focusing on one primary strategy, one core launch, one flagship product, and then, you know, maybe a feeder program to support it, right? So in the journey from seven to eight figures, many spend years pursuing the newest online tactics, hoping to find the secret formula. So many have fallen in the trap of paying $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to build a funnel or to go viral or to pay these people that are going to do this done for you stuff for them. And it never typically pans out. Okay. What I will say is if you've already reached seven figures through your efforts, the transition to eight figures is likely going to come from internal leadership changes. And that is what is so interesting. And this really applies even if you're at seven, going to multiple seven figures. And even the people that I see that make it to like the $500,000 mark that struggle to make it to a million or a million and struggle to make it to a million five, it's almost always a leadership issue. And they say it's a team issue, and it's a team issue because of a leadership issue. That's why it's a team issue, right? So keep that in mind as we progress through these conversations. But the bottom line is that your capacity, you start off every day with a pie. And at the beginning of the day, you have 100% of your personal capacity available for growth, for creativity, for innovation, for disruption, for selling, for closing, whatever the case. And then literally every single issue that comes up, every single fire you have to put out, every single text message, phone call, email is dinging your personal capacity, right? But what you will have to learn from a leadership standpoint is that great leaders have the ability to deal with thousands of little things that come up each and every day, okay, without assigning large amounts of emotion to them. And that's how they preserve capacity for driving creativity, innovation, and growth. And so developing your emotional control as a leader is an absolutely essential piece of how this is going to happen. And so many people kill themselves chasing the next course, the next strategy. Today it's Pinterest, tomorrow it's going viral, and the next day it's TikTok, and then it's YouTube, and then it's a funnel, and then it's a new website, and then it's this, you know, new SEO strategy, and it's like nothing is going to change. Because if you got one launch that was working for you, 80% of your revenue growth is going to come from that. But the truth is that you need the capacity to lead at the next level, and you need the right team to be able to support the growth of the clients that can potentially come from that. And if you did those two things, it would eliminate 99 of the other things that you were trying to do in pursuit of that one thing, right? So, you know, we've given you five kind of core shifts throughout this series to focus on to help you go from 6 to 7 to 8 figures to make that internal shift necessary to become a multi-million-dollar faith-driven leader that is going to soar to your highest capacity. We talked about keeping business simple. We talked about the power of kind of the rules of the game, right? To multiply and duplicate what it takes to truly do that. Like, what does it take to multiply and duplicate? We talked about who, not how. Such an important principle, game-changing principle. We talked about you stepping into visionary leadership and exactly what the 10 principles of a visionary leader look like. Huge. We talked about making sure that your energy is carefully channeled and not depleted, and how to own that as a CEO, how to own that as a business leader. We talked about done being better than perfect, right? We talked about how to stop creating chaos in your own organization, right? By focusing on majoring in the majors, not majoring in the minors, and what that really looks like. And of course, in today's session, we talked about expanding your personal capacity. So for service business owners that are unfamiliar with the live launch method, obviously that is the most powerful methodology that I have ever discovered in terms of how you can simplify your scale strategy and take it to new heights. I know a lot of you that have been following me for years have been studying under me and have studied the live launch method. But Kairos is really the next evolution built on top of that, which is about the internal work, right? The healing work, the internal work, the leadership capability, the personal growth, the wealth mindset, all of those things that are what I call like the secrets behind the secrets that are so essential for growth. So we're not open for registration for that now, but down in the show notes below this episode today, you can get on the wait list so that you get notified. We're going to be opening up again in the fall. And of course, we have the Kairos Leadership Facebook group. I would love for all of you to come and join us there now. And I share unique and valuable insights there that are going to make a huge difference for you. But as I mentioned earlier, we have solutions for entrepreneurs from inception to exit. And our goal above all else is to help you grow. The word that we want to own in your mind and that we want you to know about all of the companies in my portfolio is that we are here to help you grow, to maximize your potential, to achieve the highest level of success that you're possibly capable of, and to step into the level of leadership required to do that. So if you listen to this episode today and you feel inspired to take action, scroll down below and book a call with my team, and we will diagnose What is the true thing that would make the biggest difference for you right now? And we can make some recommendations on what next steps are going to help you shatter your own glass ceiling and really leap forward into what's next for you. So I hope this episode was helpful. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you back here soon. Thank you so much for listening to The Kelly Roach Show. If you enjoyed this episode, do me two solids. Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave us a review so other people can find the life-changing content that we share here. We're on our way to number one, and we need your help getting there. Thanks so much for being a part of the community and for tuning into the show each and every week.